With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Jeffrey Wolfe sets much of his recent novel, The Final Club, at Princeton University in the 1950s. As a student at Princeton, Wolfe discovered a process known as bicker, during which sophomore students were invited to join select eating clubs.
If one wasn't invited to join an eating club, one had no place to eat on the campus.
Most Princeton students were invited to join the eating clubs.
But every year there were about 20 people out of a class of, say, 750. Who were invited to eat nowhere.
Many of those not invited to join the eating clubs were Jewish. Princeton at the time tolerated bicker, which became institutionalized.
One of the most bizarre and cruel institutions for a magisterial university of the humanities, a humane liberal arts college to endorse.
For more than 25 years, Jeffrey Wolfe has been disturbed by what went on during his days at Princeton.
I haven't been able to shake the anomaly of it, that a place as humane and a place that in many ways I loved behaved with such consummate cruelty.
Wolfe's protagonist in the novel is snubbed by Princeton's eating clubs because he's part Jewish.
Whatever changes a life, a hard word, or a turned back is the matter for a novelist to write about.
But Jeffrey Wolfe's bittersweet novel, The Final Club, is less about Princeton than it is the story of a group of friends who graduate, go their separate ways, and then gather for a reunion at which they account for their lives. Now of Vintage Contemporaries, paperback, Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. One day, writer Jeffrey Wolfe, best known for a memoir about his father, the Duke of Deception, was watching a Celtics-Lakers playoff game. The game went into overtime. Magic Johnson was brilliant. The Lakers won.
Suddenly, I noticed when the game ended, all I saw were those hideous, ridiculous, horrible rubber fingers held up by the audience were number one.
Those fingers struck a chord, the disease of number one-ism. It was that way at Princeton, where Jeffrey Wolfe was a student in the 1950s.
Princeton was in some way in the center of that disease, had been. The Princeton I knew was in the center of that disease. I get letters through the mail saying we must keep Princeton the best educational institution in the country. Who cares if it's the best? Why isn't it good enough to be good?
For Jeffrey Wolfe, number one-ism is an exclusionary concept.
It shouldn't be important that you can run 40 yards faster than anybody. It should be important that you can run 40 yards as fast as you can.
Much of Jeffrey Wolfe's novel, The Final Club, is set at Princeton, where students were invited or not invited to join eating clubs through a selection process called bicker. But the book is less a meditation on Princeton than the drama of a group of friends and how they succeed and fail over the years.
The Princeton that I write about is the Princeton I went to, except that as a novelist, I've taken charge of it. I'm the president, the admissions officer.
Jeffrey Wolfe's unforgettable novel, The Final Club, is in turns funny and poignant. Now a paperback from Vintage Contemporaries. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.